This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Taliban captured Afghanistan's third largest city and a strategic provincial capital near Kabul on Thursday, further squeezing the country's embattled government just weeks before the end of the American military mission there. The seizure of Herat marks the biggest prize yet for the insurgents, who have taken 11 of Afghanistan's 34 provincial capitals as part of a week-long blitz. The capture of Ghazni, meanwhile, cuts off a crucial highway linking the Afghan capital with the country's southern provinces, which similarly find themselves under assault. While Kabul itself isn't directly under threat yet, the losses and the battles elsewhere further tighten the grip of a resurgent Taliban, who are estimated to now hold more than two-thirds of the country and are continuing to pressure government forces in several other provincial capitals. The United States will reduce staff at the embassy in Kabul to a core diplomatic presence and send troops to the airport to assist as the Taliban made rapid gains in Afghanistan. State Department spokesman Ned Price said the embassy would be drawn down in the coming weeks.
Given the situation on the ground, this is a prudent step, a prudent reduction in our civilian workforce.
At the Pentagon, spokesman John Kirby said 3,000 additional U.S. troops would be sent to guard Kabul airport.
Those three infantry battalions will comprise approximately 3,000 personnel, and they will be in addition to those troops that are already in Kabul.
The U.S. military mission in Afghanistan is set to end August 31st, and roughly 650 troops remain in the country to protect the airport and the embassy. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. The director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Thursday the Food and Drug Administration is working with vaccine makers Pfizer and Moderna to allow certain vulnerable people to receive a third booster shot of their COVID-19 vaccines to improve their immune response. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said the shots would be available to people who are moderately or severely immunocompromised, such as those who have had organ transplants and some cancer patients.
FDA is working with Pfizer and Moderna to allow boosters for these vulnerable people. An additional dose could help increase protection for these individuals, which is especially important as the Delta variant spread.
Top infectious disease official Dr. Anthony Fauci said Thursday U.S. officials do not believe that elderly or others who are not immunocompromised need another vaccine dose at this moment. Still, he said the government was evaluating the necessity of booster shots on a day-by-day basis. Chicago health officials say 203 COVID-19 cases have been connected to the four-day Lollapalooza music festival, but they do not see the event as a super spreader. AP's Margie Zaralletta reports.
More than 385,000 people attended Lollapalooza 2 weeks ago. Chicago Department of Public Health Commissioner Dr. Allison Arwady says her department expected about 200 cases to be linked to Lollapalooza, and there are 203. She says if there was going to be a COVID surge, it would have happened already.
We've had no unexpected findings at this point. There's no evidence at this point of a super spreader event, and there's no evidence of substantial impact to Chicago's COVID epidemiology.
Arwady says she's pleased to see that other music festivals are following Lollapalooza's example of requiring proof of vaccination or recent negative COVID tests. Margie Zaralletta, Chicago.
The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits fell for a third straight time last week. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
Some 375,000 Americans filed for jobless aid, down 13,000 from the previous week. It's the latest sign of fewer layoffs as employers struggle to fill a record number of job openings amid a consumer surge. About 12 million people in all are getting unemployment benefits, which is down nearly a million from last week. That partly reflects more Americans being hired and no longer getting benefits. But another factor is many states have canceled a federal program for the self-employed and a separate one for the long-term jobless. Both are due to expire nationwide next month. Sagar Magani, Washington.
There's more news on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.